traveled with the team to Boston. Avery Bradley, Jaylen Brown, each have been sidelined for two games due to injury. That, according to head coach Brad Stevens. Serge Ibaka will debut for the Raptors versus the Celtics after the All-Star break. NFL news, Texas Governor Greg Abbott telling conservative radio host Glenn Beck that the league is walking on thin ice with its threat that the state could miss out on hosting another Super Bowl if a proposed bathroom bill targeting transgender people is passed. Abbott adding that the NFL should concentrate on football and stay out of politics. College basketball tonight features a top 25 matchup in the ACC. 12th-ranked Duke taking on number 14 Virginia in the 9 o'clock hour on ESPN2.
The NFL Players Association may be forced to warn players to not sign with the Bears. Find out why from NFLPA President and Cincinnati Bengal Eric Winston when he joins Mike and Mike Thursday morning at 9 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. And pros also know that the better way to save money is to go to Lowe's. From February 14th through the 16th, pros get 5% off all purchases or save 10% when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So hurry in and save big on the supplies pros use every day. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. In-store or online, credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on. NASCAR News now.
The Daytona 500 has its own format. In fact, more and more tracks are rolling out their formats for the new segment-based racing or stage-based racing. For Daytona, we're looking at two 30-lap segments and then a 60-lap dash to the checkered flag. No more hanging in the back at these plate tracks, that's for sure. Fox Sports announced a bunch of Cup Series drivers are going to be helping out up in the booth for Xfinity Series races. On the list include Chase Elliott, Jamie McMurray, Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, and Joey Logano. Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Amy visited the Newman's Rescue Ranch for animals recently. Dale shared some photos with a red bird on his shoulder, some bunnies, and a snake! See for yourself at facebook.com/thefinalapp. A snake! Martin Truex Jr. is on, and he lets us know why there are so many changes on tap for 2017.
Well, I think the biggest thing to understand is these are the things fans are asked for. These are the things that they're looking for. And those decisions are made based off of that, I think some of them. But you have to evolve. You have to change. You know, the rules with the cars changing, you know, as the technology inside the race cars change, you have to continue to change the rules to do things. So, I mean, I think the lower downforce this year is a huge step, again, in the right direction. I think all the changes are going to be good. I think the fans are going to enjoy them. I think the competitors are already looking forward to all the changes. I think we're all on board with them, from what I understand, from what I read and talk to guys. I think it's going to be good.
The Final Lap.
The people who design, engineer, and build Ford vehicles never rest, and neither do the specialists who service them. No one keeps those cars and trucks running or stopping better than them. After all, no one knows your Ford better than Ford and Ford Service.
Now, get a $50 rebate by mail on any Motorcraft brake service when you use the Ford Service credit card. Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebate by prepaid debit card, pads or shoes on most vehicles. One axle exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 3/31/17.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
He was the kid who discovered that you could fix your Nintendo games by blowing into the cartridge.
What does high score mean? New high score, is that bad? What does that mean?
Tyler Ryder in the APC on KGYN.
We're underway from Studio A for the third and final hour of the Afternoon Players Club. 107.5 FM out of Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM out of Iowa City. Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp, 366-1600, as we're set to dive into a little 6 o'clock showdown. 7 questions, 60 seconds. Brommelkamp's going for win number 2 after his overtime pickup last week on the program. Also coming up before 7 o'clock today, Dan Dockich deleting tweets, making fun of the Michigan State University with his son as a member of Michigan, and comments that were had last night during Michigan State's W. It's going to be interesting how things play out in West Lafayette this weekend when Sparty makes the trip to the state of Indiana.
I have not seen ESPN put anything out on the Dockich situation, whether or not they're going to pull him off of that broadcast or not, but I have seen Tom Izzo agitated before, and that was Izzo at his finest last night coming into that news conference and saying, look, I try to control what the Izzone does and says, and he really does. He does not like them to be vulgar or anything that's inappropriate or going to put the university, cast them in a bad light. So he couldn't understand why the student section was chanting about Dan Dockich last night. And then at halftime, somebody came in and read Izzo the tweets on the phone. And needless to say, after the game, it sounded like he was ready to go 15 rounds with him. Now, again, I think Dan Dockich is very good at what he does. And I'll leave it at that. He's a very good radio program host in Indianapolis. I've listened to his program before. Gets a lot of great guests. He's very provocative. He asks good questions, has good conversation. He's a very good, in my opinion, color commentator on college basketball games. We've had him on the program before here, and he said, look, every fan base thinks that I'm biased. So that means I'm doing a good job. If everybody thinks that you're biased, then it means you're doing a good job. And no fan base, perhaps more so than Michigan State, feels that he's biased because, yeah, his son plays at Michigan. But then last night he's making comments about, well, I knew Michigan State fans were whiners, and now this guy's a loser and stuff like that. And I'm sure someone at ESPN has had a conversation with him today, but it made a rather uneventful evening of Big Ten basketball, at least somewhat titillating last night to sit back on social media and watch this play out, which, by the way, nobody searches themselves more on Twitter than Dan Dockich does. Dockich searches his own name and will look to see where people are talking about him, even if they don't tweet him, which I think his handle is at Dan Dockich. So he's been very quiet today on social media, I'll put it that way, and apparently he was scheduled to be on some radio programs and didn't do those segments. So outside of that, and then we come in here and we do the show. So I don't know what's going on with that. But don't look now. Michigan State, what have they won? 6 of their last 8, something like that?
Sounds about right. Win last night against Ohio State. 6 of 8. Don't quote me on that, though, but they are one of the hottest teams.
I would never,
behind Maryland and Northwestern in the Big Ten.
I wouldn't quote you on anything, not even the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. I would not take you at your word for anything. You could have, yeah, the Golden Retriever won last night. No, I'm pretty sure it was not the Golden Retriever. Yeah, Murphy, he's really excited, barking at the TV okay. Like he just won the Super Bowl.
Two things. Thanks, I guess, for that, if you wouldn't take me at my word on anything. And why do I sound like Mark Dukes?
I don't, because I'm a man of, like, two voices. I got the gravelly voice, and you have geekish voice. And neither one of them really seemed appropriate, but I didn't want to go all Comic Sans on everybody. The German Shepherd, for just the second time in 141 years, named Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. And how about this? The guys from Barstool Sports who were banned from the Super Bowl, banned from Radio Row at the Super Bowl, but managed to get in with fake credentials to Super Bowl Radio Row, tried to get into the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show using fake credentials, and while the NFL let them in, the folks at the dog show busted them. So let that be a lesson to all of you folks out there who think it's a good idea to try to create fake credentials to get into the dog show. All the makings of a Christopher Guest movie. It really does. Interesting story here. See from the Des Moines Register, there's a report out about former Iowa State basketball coach Larry Eustace at Colorado State doing some interesting things and how he handled that program. So if you're inclined to read up on the former Cyclone coach, it sounds as if perhaps he was mistreating players somehow, either verbally or physically. The story is available at, hawkcentral.com, which is the Iowa site for the Des Moines Register, but it's at the Iowa State version. I'm sure if you go to the Des Moines Register's website, you can find it. I feel like we're forgetting about something here in the hullabaloo of the Westminster Kennel Club dog show and possibly having a... Let me ask you this before we get to the... that's the showdown. That's what we're forgetting. You've been with me since day one of this program, so you know all of the guests that we've had on the show.
Yes.
Okay. If we got the best in class at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, if we got the Doberman as a guest on the program, top 10, top 5, top 3, where would the dog rank? And maybe that says more about the type of guests that are willing to come on our program. We've had some decent ones. A dog. Would a dog make the top 5?
No.
We've had, I'll put Mick Foley in there. We've had him in studio. He's got to be on the, if you did a Mount Rushmore of guests, would the dog be in the top 10?
Sure.
Coon, is a dog in the top 10 of the greatest or most famous, most successful guests that we've ever had on the program, keeping in mind we've not had the dog on the show yet and may not get the actual dog, just the dog's owner or handler? Is it the owner? Or is it the person that runs around the ring with the dog, the handler? I think it's the owner. Did I hurt your feelings? You seem mad at me.
Let's see if we can restore Tyler Ryder's credibility.
Oh, no, no, I'm just saying, sometimes, you know.
Please, I would actually love to hear you elaborate on that.
I'm just saying that sometimes you, for someone who doesn't troll me, sometimes you like to troll me to get a reaction out of me. And so, I don't know. Sometimes I have to be very vigilant in the things that you tell me. Like the fact that Zach Wheeler's in the best shape of his life going into spring training. And then he has, what is it, elbow tenderness?
I just told you what I read from the New York Post.
By the way, the Alex Reyes news is confirmed now. He is going to miss the entire season for the Cardinals. We reached out to Brad Thompson, and he wanted $25,000 to come on the show with us tonight, so we couldn't get him to talk about Alex Reyes. What's with the jersey? The Brad Thompson jersey. I thought we were going to send that to him.
I never made it to St. Louis because of complications. You were going vacation
time
here.
You were going
here.
To deliver it in person.
I recently learned after 2 days on the shelf of being sick that was even in question to whether or not I was actually sick. So I've learned if my body isn't in front of this microphone between 4 and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, man, then apparently nobody else can take too many days around here. Are we getting too serious now? And then I have to follow up the comment by saying I can't. Well, no, not even. Okay.
3530 says it would be easier to come up with a top list of guests that have stiffed us for one reason or another. That is probably true.
So I'm probably more than likely just going to end up leaving the uniform with Alex Coon, and then when next time he's in St. Louis, he can stop by 101 ESPN Radio, drop it off to Brad.
The Fast Lane. What game are these U and I tickets for?
A week of Saturday for Senior Day against Illinois State.
The Red Birds coming to town. 6 o'clock showdown. You know how we do it. 319-366-1600. We need callers number 1 and 2. You'll be playing for these tickets, Tyler. 7 questions, 60 seconds. And is it fair to say that if people have been listening to the program tonight, they may have a leg up on at least one of your questions?
If a fire hydrant is around, as you've already put it once today, maybe.
Well, I'm very green with my material. I like to recycle. 366-1600. Alex Kuhn, our producer, who basically had the dog fall into his lap today. Do we give Alex credit if we get the dog on the show? Does Alex get full credit?
I don't see why not.
Gold star on the calendar?
Full credit? I wouldn't say full credit, but I would say he would get majority credit because he did do the legwork, as you've put it.
Yes or no, the dog will want money to come on the program.
The dog will want whatever the equivalent of a Regal fine food or treat. I'd say a milk bone, but you're right. They probably don't have the store brand.
Would the bone have to be made in America?
Oh, absolutely.
Does the dog, does the Westminster Kennel Club dog have the same exacting standards as Murphy?
Yeah. I don't think he drinks from a toilet like Murphy does, but...
Maybe it's like a gold toilet. Maybe it's a really, really good toilet. Is this Tim in Troy Mills this evening? On with Tyler Ryder. And Wes in Iowa City playing on my team tonight.
What's up, Tim? How are you, brother?
Tim, you got us.
Hey, Wes, do you have us?
Yes, sir.
Tim's delay will kick in here shortly. I have a feeling he'll hear us momentarily.
Wes in Iowa City's with Bromwell Camp after he picked up the overtime victory last week. Tim and Troy Mills, we'll try again. You with me?
Yeah, sorry, I'm here.
7 questions in 60 seconds. Gentlemen, if you don't know the rules, or maybe this is the first time you are joining the program, if you're a listener, this is how it's going to work. We are going to put 60 seconds on the clock. You're trying to save as much time as possible. If you don't have an answer, just say pass, and if time allows us, we'll come back around and give you a second crack at it. Wes, you're going to, you and Todd are going to remain quiet and patient as Tim and I are going to try to set the bar after the W last week. Wes, do you have any questions before you take over your code of silence?
Nope, I think I'm good.
Tim, do you have any questions before we put you on the clock, my man?
Nope.
All right, I've got Bromwell Camp's questions in my hand. He is now taking my 7 questions. And, Tim, your 60 seconds begin now. What Boston Bruins rival hired recently fired Claude Julien yesterday?
Maple Leafs.
President Trump has declined to do what this March?
Throw out a first pitch.
Cardinals pitcher Alex Reyes will miss all of 2017. Due to Tommy John surgery, did Reyes pitch in the Midwest League, yes or no?
Yes.
He did. That's 1. What school is Iowa wrestling this weekend in the national duels? Montana, Oklahoma, Cornell, or Edinburgh?
Edinburgh.
That's correct. New Iowa assistant coach Tim Polasek played this position in college.
Pass.
Cleveland drafted Charles Oakley, 9th overall in the 85 NBA draft. What future Oakley teammate was drafted first that year?
No idea.
Where is the Iowa baseball team opening its 2017 season at? Is it Florida, Texas, California, Texas, or Arizona?
Texas.
It's incorrect. He did get 2, though.
All right, Wes. That's
2.
The bar has been set. On your mark, we will go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Last weekend, the Milwaukee Bucks lost this young star for the second time in 3 years when he tore his ACL. Yes. The Atlanta Zoo held up its end of a Super Bowl wager with the Boston Zoo by naming what insect after Tom Brady?
That.
What breed of dog won the 141st Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show last night? A. Doberman, B. Golden Retriever, C. German Shepherd, or D. Shar-Pei? Did we lose Wes? I believe we'll try to get him. Can we stop the clock? I believe there were about 46 seconds left. Is that accurate?
34.
Well, let's see. I tried to game the system. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Wes, I have you at 34 seconds, and your time's going to begin again now.
Wes, okay. What breed won the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show last
German
night?
Shepherd.
Very good. Forbes announced earlier today that behind the Knicks, this franchise is the second most valuable NBA team.
Oh, God, I just saw this. Lakers.
Very good. Which of these quarterbacks will be starting the 2017 NFL season coming off a season-ending injury? Marcus Mariota, Eli Manning, Russell Wilson, or Andrew Luck?
Andrew Luck.
The NBA D League has been rebranded the G League after coming to terms with this sports-themed beverage. We lost, Wes. Yes. You were still there. My apologies.
See if he could finish it. He's already won. So
okay, he's got four. Last one. Based on updated Las Vegas odds, what team has the second best chance to win the World Series behind the Cubs this year?
Indians.
5-2, a resounding victory.
Troy Mills.
Is it Cleveland?
It is Cleveland. You got it. Wes, that was a German Shepherd-like performance tonight on the 6 o'clock showdown. Congratulations. Alex Kuhn's going to get your information, and we'll make sure that we get those tickets to you for senior night at the McLeod Center as UNI plays host to the Illinois State Redbirds. Cockroach is the insect that the Atlanta Zoo held up their part of the wager with the zoo from Rhode Island. Marcus Mariota is the quarterback that will begin 2017 coming off of a season-ending injury, and he got all of the other questions. I had not seen the Gatorade story. Is that just a sponsorship, or they're actually changing the name of
the G League?
So the Iowa Energy will be playing not in the D League, but the G League.
Yep. What Boston Bruins rival hired the recently fired Claude Julien yesterday? That would be the Habs, the Montreal Canadiens. President Trump has declined to fill out a bracket on ESPN.
He's not doing it.
Says no, not going to fill out a bracket in the Oval Office. New Iowa assistant Tim Polasek played this position in college. He was a quarterback. And Cleveland drafted Charles Oakley 9th overall in the 1985 NBA draft. What future Oakley teammate was drafted first that year? The frozen envelope.
85 NBA draft, yep.
Patrick your hint. Chewing. And where is the Iowa baseball team opening 2017 play? This Friday, they're going to be in Tampa taking on South Florida.
It was an excellent effort out of Troy Mills this evening, but just not quite enough to overcome Wes. We will do this showdown again.
Thanks, Tim.
Next week. And your next chance to win with us is going to come up tomorrow. We have more.
Get these questions out of my face.
What did... Now you've gone and made a mess.
That's what happens.
In addition to having to clean the kitchen tonight, now you're going to have to clean the floor here in the studio.
I don't know what it is about my kitchen duty partners, but man.
I'm sorry. You were not here when the sheet went up on the thing, and then I signed you up, and I didn't realize that it was Valentine's Day week, and we've had people bringing in cookies and baked goods and various foodstuffs, and you've had to do a little extra work than maybe you should have. So how about this? How about this? I'll help you clean the kitchen tonight.
I'll have you know that last hour I went to get some water
good.
I already did a lot of the legwork.
Good.
Yeah. So there you go.
Who's your partner this week? Is it one of the salespeople? Oh, it's one of the Z102. Never mind. No, I do know who one of your...
Who it is, not one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When things go splickety-splat in the bistro, you guys have to clean it up.
624.
Speaking of cleaning things up.
Yeah. We actually have to get to a reset. Come back. We're going to hit a big board. We're going to take you the rest of the way. Time remaining on the APC, 107.5, 106.3. Stick with us. Ryder in Bromell Camp after TB just picked up his second consecutive victory.
Sports fans, it says the world champion handicapper Jeff Allen from Las Vegas. Wednesday night report against the spread. Last week, 14-1. That's 93% winners. Tonight, critical information. Guaranteed to win in the NBA. Indiana, Cleveland, lock of the year. Guaranteed. And it's free on my brand new free pick phone. 1-800-638-3411. There are no salesmen. There's no secretaries. It's a toll-free recorded message. Cleveland, Indiana, lock of the year. Yours free. 1-800-638-3411. 34-11, plus six best bets, including ACC Monster Lock, Duke, Virginia, toll-free recorded message, 1-800-638-3411, 7-0 Big Wednesday, Cleveland, Indiana, absolutely free on a recorded message. 1-800-638-3411. JeffEllensports.com, all new free recorded message line. Call 1-800-638-3411. 200-hour player wins 2,000. It starts tonight. Indiana, Cleveland, 1-800-638-3411.
So our team just started using GoToMeeting to web conference, and it's been surprising. Well, guys, our company is growing fast. I'm thinking we should
expand overseas.
2 weeks later, it happened again.
That looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should
look at moving into Asia.
But now our team connects a little too well.
It's great we're opening a new location in Osaka. Konnichiwa, Japan.
Whoa. When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com.
Napa Know How.
When you grab a pair of Bosch Evolution Beam wiper blades, now $10 off at Napa, you'll have the confidence to tell Mother Nature to bring it. Bring the rain, snow, sleet, the almighty, all-powerful El Nino, and even more rain. Because with Bosch Evolution wiper blades, now $10 off when you buy a pair, you'll show the weather who's really the boss. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient. Because you know there's a better way. And pros also know that the better way to save money is to go to Lowe's. From February 14th through the 16th, pros get 5% off all purchases or save 10% when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So hurry in and save big on the supplies pros use every day. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. In-store or online, credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
He was the kid who discovered that you could fix your Nintendo games by blowing into the cartridge.
What does high score mean? New high score, is that bad? What does that mean?
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYN.
106.3 FM, the South Gym, Iowa City, is including the North Gym on 107.5 FM. Tyler Ryder, Todd Brommelkamp, your phone calls at 366-1600. We actually have to dive into a big board update right now, get you caught up on what's happening in Manhattan between K-State and Iowa State. Todd Brommelkamp, if you would please, Midwest One Bank, helping us out here at 628.
Yeah, Iowa State in Manhattan tonight taking on the Wildcats, both teams trying to improve their standings ahead of next month's Big 12 tournament. And right now, Iowa State not having any issues with the Wildcats. They're up 18-6 at the under 12 timeout. Of course, the Cyclones coming in tonight at 7-5. Bruce Weber's team has cooled off since that start to Big 12 play. They're 5-7 at the moment. Iowa State looking to win back-to-back trips to Manhattan since the 2000 and 2001 seasons. If you are interested in that contest, it is on right now on 1600 AM. John Walters with the call. Northern Iowa will host Bradley this evening at the McLeod Center. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock between the Panthers and the Braves. Northern Iowa's won 5 of the last 6 meetings between the two teams, but fell to Bradley 72-61 last month in Peoria. Tonight's game will be heard on 106.3 and 107.5 FM immediately after the APC. Several former Iowa basketball stars, including Ronnie Lester, will be signing autographs at Carver-Hawkeye Arena before Saturday's game against Illinois. Lester and several of his teammates from Iowa's 1980 Final Four team will be on hand for the game, which will also feature the Hawkeyes warming up in special shirts as a show of support for former Iowa guard Kenny Arnold. Iowa says there are a limited number of tickets remaining for that 1 o'clock tip-off, and 4 former Hawkeyes invited to Indianapolis for the NFL Combine next month. No surprise here. C.J. Beathard, Jaleel Johnson, Desmond King, and George Kittle. Sadly, Ron Caluzzi's dream of going to the NFL Combine does not look like it's going to come to fruition.
Well, at least he gets to talk about how excited he is about the McRib being back. And I wouldn't say he's going to let himself go, but at least now he can start, you know, diving in a little bit more on the fast food drive-ins.
It's now,
dine-ins.
And he's a fascinating guy. I think we should get him Do you think Kaluzi would join us at the Coach's Corner? Do you think the highest rated show that we'd ever do in our radio careers, at least working together, would be a show at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City with former punter Ron Kaluzi and a dog?
Man, that I'll is, let you think that about is that. Deadly.
I'll let you think about that as you update your resume over in the corner, and I contemplate also going home tonight and sobbing into my pillow as I fall asleep. It's now 24-10 in Manhattan. Iowa State on top of Kansas State. Naz Mitru long with 6 points so far. Deontay Burton leading the Cyclones in rebounding with three. And Naz also has 4 assists for Iowa State. They are on their way. It's early. On their way, though, to improving to 16-9. As we mentioned, you and I coming up on our FM frequencies this evening. The Panthers, after tonight, have just 3 games left in the Missouri Valley Conference schedule before they head to the postseason. And the Hawkeyes, well, they've cooled their heels this week with a bye coming off that loss at Michigan State. They are at home this weekend with a take on the Illinois Fighting Illini. One Big Ten game in progress right now. Maryland is taking Northwestern behind the woodshed. And I have a feeling tomorrow we'll be asking, will Northwestern make the NCAA tournament, or are they going to, for all intents and purposes, Northwestern themselves, right? This is not the first time that we've seen Northwestern do this, where they've flirted, and their schedule's pretty tough down the stretch. Maryland is having no problem taking them out behind the woodshed tonight.
6:32. Mock drafts starting to be released as the NFL draft sees itself a little less than 10 weeks away. And Bears fans, a lot of people believe that he is the best prospect in the draft. Jonathan Allen continuing to come up at number 3 for your team behind Cleveland and San Francisco's selection. Perhaps maybe a revamp of the Chicago defense is in order this offseason. And could we see a lot of these stars become free agents in the National Football League? Tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk about players who have an opportunity and probably will see their time with their current franchise come to an end. Cut or stay? We'll pull out the wheel again tomorrow on the Afternoon Players Club, and we'll take a peek at what's happening early in the offseason in the National Football League.
That sounds like a Tampa Bay radio segment centered around Dirk Cutter. Cut or stay?
I will tell you right now.
Is he still down there with the Bucks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will tell you, it's funny because you bring up Tampa Bay and they're going to have a big decision to make on one of their playmakers coming up this offseason. We'll just say that the, I know he doesn't like to be called the muscle hamster, but leg problems. Some people believe that $7 million investment that's going to be applied to Doug Martin's name this year there at Raymond James Stadium perhaps maybe isn't worth it. They can go cheaper and they can find somebody who actually can find their way onto the field 16 times a season.
They're at the under 8 timeout in Manhattan right now, and Iowa State is leading 29-12. Would you believe me if I told you the Cyclones as a team were shooting 76% from the floor so far against the Wildcats tonight? 76%. They're 12 of 17 on their.
So what you're trying
shot
to say
attempt.
Is we're going to have something big to talk about tomorrow.
Well, we're going to
Brent Bloom joins the program.
They're going to be speaking of. We've sort of buried the lead here all day long, but Fran McCaffrey, Iowa basketball coach, is going to chat with us tomorrow on the program.
It's the bye
well.
Week. I figured why not.
So we've got Fran, and we may have a champion dog. We're working on the. We're efforting the dog. Do you know how much my former co-host would have hated this? You're rolling with the punches here. I don't know whether you want to talk to the dog or the dog's owner on the program or not, but I can tell you this, the guy that I used to work with would have hated it.
We're also going to be joined by Jess Settles tomorrow at 4:35 as
and
well.
And we are basketball heavy tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then Friday, we're back in Iowa City.
I figured that's why you brought up, would you believe me, of going into a Thursday program.
KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire on Friday. We'll find a way to squeeze would you in. So we can't, it's in Kuhn's contract. We can't not do would you. Otherwise, he files a grievance with the union and we get called in for a hearing and it's just, it's not pretty.
We're going to come back.
Did you, by the way, last week when
keep
you
an eye
were
on K-State, Iowa State,
when you were not here, did you hear
hug a toilet? Yes.
No.
Okay.
Did you hear how excited Scott Unash was to be filling in on a Thursday?
I heard one thing.
Doing would you?
I heard one thing about the 2 days I missed last week, and I don't think it's a surprise we haven't heard from him this week. But I was told that Sonny in Iowa City turned heel and upset a lot of people, and I want to make sure that he's okay. But yet, not hearing from him makes me think that maybe we should actually put an APB out on him.
Yeah, we've not heard from Sonny since he made the Todd Licklider comment on the text line, and the listeners turned on him. When's the last? Give me the best heel turn in WWE.
No.
The most recent good guy turns bad. Because that I really felt like we had that with Sonny last Thursday when you weren't here. Unash didn't know what to do with himself.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of people who disagree with me on this, but good guy turned bad. You're probably looking at either AJ Styles or Seth Rollins when he broke up the Shield. I'll go Seth Rollins when he broke up the Shield.
Okay. Just something to compare it to.
AJ Styles, of course, who's going to be in Cedar Rapids, Todd, in about 10 days as the SmackDown Live roster makes their way to the U.S. Cellular Center. Tickets still available, by the way. World Wrestling Entertainment wanted me to let them know that.
Do we have our tickets? Our good friends at the U.S. Cellular Center hooking us up with those?
We do. So, Michael, we will be in touch with you on how you can join us front row for that show. And I'm being told that we're going to have a WWE superstar or many WWE superstars joining us over the next 10 days. Let us know what's happening in the world of World Wrestling Entertainment right here on the Afternoon Players Club. So.
Or it's a mini WWE superstar, and we'll have the Haiti Kid with us. I doubt he's alive anymore.
Sorry, Kurt Warner, you can't join us. Becky Lynch is already scheduled in that time
slot.
We've
got Becky Lynch, the Haiti Kid, and a dog. I don't know. Do dogs have egos? Does Murphy have... No, you know what? I know the answer to this because I've seen Murphy pre- and post-grooming, and I know that Murphy preens after he's been groomed.
Mm-hmm.
He struts. So dogs definitely have egos. So I don't know. Maybe having the dog would be a bad idea from the Westminster Kennel Club. Maybe the dog would have... He'd be putting on airs at Coach's Corner.
6:38. Final 18 minutes, it's on the way. Whether you're joining us on the South Gym 106.3 FM, Iowa City, or a couple of clicks north on the North Gym 107.5 FM, Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp. So we take you to 7 o'clock, and you and I Panther basketball.
So our team just started using GoToMeeting to web conference, and it's been surprising. Well, guys, our company is growing fast. I'm thinking we should
expand overseas.
2 weeks later, it happened again.
Now it looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should
look at moving into Asia.
But now our team connects a little too well.
It's great we're opening a new location in Osaka. Konnichiwa, Japan.
Whoa. When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com.
Napa Know How.
When you grab a pair of Bosch Evolution Beam wiper blades, now $10 off at Napa, you'll have the confidence to tell Mother Nature to bring it. Bring the rain, snow, sleet, the almighty, all-powerful El Nino, and even more rain. Because with Bosch Evolution wiper blades, now $10 off when you buy a pair, you'll show the weather who's really the boss. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
Napa Know How.
Back at New Year's, you made a resolution to save more money. Just so happens, Pennzoil's family of oils are on sale starting at $3.49 a quart. So you can check save money off your list and bask in the glory of actually seeing a resolution through to the end. With the Pennzoil family of oils starting at $3.49 a quart. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 2/28/17.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
It's a great story, if only it could be verified. Chase Utley comes back to the Dodgers because Dodger veterans really pushed for the team to bring him back. That part is verifiable and completely likely. He's a great clubhouse guy, say his supporters. But the story I'm calling great is one that the legendary Peter Gammons relays on his website, GammonsDaily.com. Last season, with the Dodgers holding a comfortable lead in the eighth inning of a game, a young, unnamed Dodger stole second base. It broke the biggest and broadest of baseball's unwritten rules. Don't show up your opponent. So the next time Utley went to the plate, he told the catcher to have the pitcher hammer him with a pitch. Nobody wants to get hit with a pitch, but he wanted that young Dodger to learn that actions like showing up your opponent have consequences, and he was willing to take the beanball. Now, I'm not saying it didn't happen, but it's been looked into. In no instance last season did any of Utley's 11 hit-by-pitches come late in the game anywhere near a time that a teammate stole second. But if that's true, heck yeah, I'm glad the Dodgers brought him back. The story itself is worth the contract. In 60 seconds, Friday's game might mean more to him than anybody.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Many entrepreneurs love the flexibility that comes with owning their own business. Cabbage offers a line of credit of up to $100,000 with the flexibility small businesses need. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can use any amount you need when you need it. Cabbage has provided over $2.5 billion in funding to 90,000 small businesses and is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Go to cabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Samsung's washers and dryers don't just have features for brilliant performance. They're brilliantly priced, too.
How brilliant?
Buy the pair with up to $600 off.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, and you can purchase in-store now. Samsung. Bring it home.
Offer valid January 11th through March 1st at participating retailers. Discount taken off regular retail prices. Retailer's displayed price reflects discount. Actual discount may vary by model and retailer. Offer is non-transferable and void where prohibited or restricted by law. Prices is marked.
College baseball starts this weekend. By the way, if you don't follow it, it's getting better all the time. Give it a look-see. And at Miami, a player will take the field with an entirely new perspective. Michael Burns will take the field against Rutgers less than a year after undergoing cancer surgery, then more than 35 radiation treatments to wipe out a malignant tumor described as just smaller than a football in his left leg above his knee. Find a Miami game on somewhere. Probably easy on Watch ESPN. Find number 44. That's Burns. And think about the 17-inch titanium rod running down his left femur. And that's just a part of his road to the Canes outfield. Kind of makes the road to Omaha seem easy, doesn't it? With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
He knows that just because it might be a bad idea, that doesn't mean it won't be a good time.
And here we go.
Tyler Ryder in the APC on KGYN.
As we welcome you back in for the final 13 minutes of the Afternoon Players Club for your Wednesday, February the 15th, Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp on the North and South Gym, 106.3, 107.5 FM. Tomorrow's program, as we've already laid it out, wall-to-wall packed, but then Friday, join us, Coach's Corner Sports Pub, as, man, another KGYM road trip. It's going to be lifted off the ground, and you never know. We could have dogs. We could have special appearances. It is confirmed, though. Happy hour specials will still be involved. $2 domestic drafts, $2.50 domestic bottles between 3 and 7 p.m. We are going to take you into your weekend. Coach's Corner Wine. Yeah, they actually have their brand name wine. Food, they're going to have it all for you. Extensive wine list and much more. Join us, Coach's Corner Sports Pub, Iowa City. You know what I'm getting at. Driven
road by trip. Tire. Driven by Leonard Tire, Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Tis the season to start thinking about getting those snow tires changed out for something a little more economical this summer. Got to get the good tires on the car. Leonard Tire, check them out. 6:45, Iowa State still in control in Manhattan. And Northwestern struggling a little bit. They're down 27-20 against Maryland. That game is at Welsh Ryan Arena. In Evanston tonight, Northwestern trying to, I guess, bolster its NCAA tournament chances. When you look at the Big Ten this year, it's not exactly a strong year for the league, and Northwestern, to begin with, doesn't have the strongest schedule on its side, but the committee, I think, would look at Northwestern and say it's a feel-good story, and maybe they get the benefit of the doubt there. And we're going to be talking about an Iowa State victory most likely tomorrow with Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com. Again, the Cyclones right now up 16 on K-State. It's 38-22 with just a little over 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Spring training is underway in Arizona and Florida, and we touched on this yesterday, but the diagnosis now official. The St. Louis Cardinals' top pitching prospect, Alex Reyes, believed to be by many the top pitching prospect in the game of baseball, will not pitch in 2017. He has got elbow issues, and he's going to have to undergo Tommy John surgery. Tyler, if you're the Cardinals, what do you do? Because Reyes was penciled into the rotation.
One of those eight names we brought up yesterday is big. The only one that you actually, I wouldn't even say you perked your ears up to, but you at least gave a pass acceptability to have them even come in, maybe on a minor league deal and see if they can fit into that rotation, was Doug Fister. Other names that were included on that list of free agent starting pitchers still looking for jobs going into the 2017 season, Todd, included Tim Lincecum, Jared Weaver, Jorge De La Rosa. You know,
what about a trade, though?
You got to ask yourself what you're willing to part with. You're not gonna dip into the Luke Weavers of the world. Right now, how does the rotation lay out? It's going to go Carlos Martinez one. You have to imagine Adam Wainwright's going to fall into place at two. Is Lance Lynn automatically your three now? Does he get bumped up from the four spot if Reyes was going to take that three-hole spot? And then Jaime Garcia's left for the Atlanta Braves.
There you go.
I'm going to imagine Luke Weaver was going to fill in one of those spots as well. So, I mean, Michael Walker will be one of those spots.
They're thin to begin with is the point. Yeah,
there are gonna be questions, and it depends what you have in the farm system. A trade, sure, if you want to stay competitive in the National League Central. But if you're talking about what the prospects are Cardinal wise, clearly, I mean, you look at yourself in the mirror. You would know more about what St. Louis is.
They've still got Mike Leake too, right? Kuhn Leake as the. Boy, the way that things shape up right now, Martinez, Wainwright, Leake, Lynn,
and Waka.
And then on the back end, you've got either Waka, Luke Weaver, if he doesn't start the year in AAA Memphis, or Marco Gonzalez, who's another candidate to start the year in AAA. I know they were toying with the idea of moving Colton Wong for somebody, and they've got a glut, as we mentioned yesterday, middle infielders. You move one of those guys for pitching. I don't know, but not good for baseball to have Alex Reyes shelved the way that he was yesterday on the first day of spring training, undoubtedly. The White Sox are at it in Arizona as well. A couple of their young pitching prospects making some headlines today, working out to Michael Kopech and Zach Birdie. So White Sox fans, I know it's a rebuilding year, but there seems to be some optimism in Arizona.
I want to circle back around to Reyes if we can. Listen, if you're a Cardinals fan right now, and I know that you've had your own pitchers that have gone under the knife for Tommy John surgery to repair the UCL, and you've seen other prize pieces and other organizations go through it as well. And then you hear the news today about Zach Wheeler, who was a prize piece of the Giants that came over to New York in the Carlos Beltran deal. Todd, he hasn't been on the mound now for over 2 years, and he's already experiencing tenderness in that elbow. And the Mets have decided they are going to handle him with kid gloves going through spring training. He was supposed to be one of the three competing for that fifth starter spot with Seth Lugo and Robert Gesellman. Look, Cardinal fans that have already circled some dates in the 2018 calendar are – don't you kind of have to be pessimistic when it comes to recovery time? Tommy John surgery, sure, optimistic, maybe 12 months. But you have to picture that, at least in my eyes, if you're a St. Louis Cardinals fan, you can't think anything short of after the All-Star break in 2018 to even think that Alex Reyes will contribute to this team.
He's going to be treated with kid gloves when he comes back. And as I pointed out yesterday, they did bring him up last year, so his clock is started, and they're going to lose at least a year with him not being able to be on the mound. So from a financial standpoint, the Cardinals are going to take a hit there. But it's a tough story. And the Mets, by the way, were one of the first teams that I thought of the other day because they have a surplus of pitching if you take Wheeler into account. Now, they've made some minor moves this offseason. Gabriel and Noah just got dealt to the Orioles, but Wheeler was sort of that guy that was hanging out there in the offseason, and now his elbow is a little bit tricky. So I don't know whether there's a fit for the Cardinals at this point, but I think other than internal options, you almost have to look and see what you can find on the trade market. One name that didn't get mentioned at all is a guy that they acquired via a trade with the Atlanta Braves, and that's John Gant, right? Wasn't he a former Met prospect?
He has the weird delivery. He was part of the initial trade. Remember, two seasons ago, Juan Uribe and Kelly Johnson got shipped to New York in that deal between the Mets and the Braves.
Not as strange of a delivery as Carter Capps, though, who we were watching earlier today, has that slow motion video out there of him jumping. He jumps. There's no other way to describe it. He propels himself off the mound and sort of hops and then finishes almost at the bottom of the mound. So if it's 60 feet, 6 inches to the plate, and you figure he's, 6 feet tall, with the span of his legs to begin with, how close he is to home plate, and then you cheat in that extra 4 inches or so that he gets coming off the mound, he may or may not have an advantage over opposing hitters. But the Cardinals are going to come up with somebody to fill that. And then you've got the Cubs in that division, who Joe Maddon is not ruling out at times this year using a six-man rotation to get guys like Jake Arrieta and John Lester and the rest of the staff a little rest. Rob Zastrzyzny comes to mind. They signed Eddie Butler, formerly of the Colorado Rockies. They've got some options that they could look at if they wanted to try to rest some of those arms moving forward. So a tough divisional race for the Cardinals. Got a lot tougher yesterday because Alex Reyes lost for the season with Tommy John surgery, and as you mentioned, timetable for recovery, he's not going to be ready to go by opening day 2018, and if he is, they're not going to push him to get back out there. I think that'd be ludicrous. I think I agree with your timeline. I think you're looking at maybe shortly before the All-Star break in 2018 before you see him at close to 100%, and Reyes sometimes struggled with control to begin with. And what's the one thing guys coming back from Tommy John surgery often have a hard time finding right away? Their control. So, tough situation for the St. Louis Cardinals, undoubtedly. And it's only, the third day of spring training in Arizona and Florida? Time now for a Midwest One Big Board update. Iowa State and Kansas State are at the half at Bramlage Auditorium in Manhattan. The Cyclones up 42-26. Solomon Young leading the way so far with 12 points and 5 rebounds. Naz Mitra-Long has 4 assists. Iowa State came in to play tonight at 7-5 in the Big 12. Kansas State's cooled off a little bit since that hot start. The Wildcats 5-7. This could be Iowa State's first back-to-back win in Manhattan since the 2000-2001 seasons. It would also mean a season sweep for the Cyclones, who beat the Wildcats by 5 back in Ames on January 24th. If you want to catch the second half, it's on 1600 AM right now. FM listeners, in about 6 minutes, we're going to send you north to Cedar Falls, where the UNI Panthers are hosting Bradley at the McLeod Center tonight. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock. UNI's won 5 of the last 6 meetings in that series. They did lose, however, 72-61 in Peoria last month when they faced the Braves. 4 former Iowa football players are headed to Indianapolis for next month's NFL Draft Combine. Quarterback C.J. Beathard, And defensive stalwarts Jaleel Johnson and Desmond King, along with tight end George Kittle, will work out as they chase their NFL dreams. And Iowa says there are a limited number of tickets remaining for Saturday's home game against the University of Illinois. Several former Hawkeye legends, including Ronnie Lester, will be signing autographs prior to that 1 o'clock tip-off.
It'd be big tonight for the Panthers to pick up a W at home against Bradley. I think they get the job done, and then this season, the turnaround that started at 0-5 in Missouri Valley Conference play, Todd, we touched on it with Gary, the next three contests, one of the most difficult this season for the Panthers, Wichita State, Indiana State, and then Illinois State. So a win tonight, huge. Goes a very long way when it comes to seeding in St. Louis during Arch Madness. We'll run through the list again. Lots to get to on tomorrow's program, which includes Jess Settles, Brent Bloom, Fran McCaffrey, Woodja, more Rough Rider tickets, and then that takes us to Friday, being driven by Linder Tire, the KGYM road trip at Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square development. Alex Kuhn, thank you so much. The dog, yes, Alex, you tonight. We've got to figure out how we are going to get Ripcord onto the Afternoon Players Club program. For Todd Brommelkamp, my name is Tyler Ryder. We leave you now for Panther basketball on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. You are getting Northern Iowa and Bradley. This has been a presentation of KGYM Sports.
It's easy. That's what we all want to hear when it's time to work on the car. Like the AutoZone Rewards program. Spending $20 five times earns you $20 towards the next job. Earning savings couldn't be easier. No user manual required or online tutorial needed. And you won't have to call that know-it-all uncle for advice either. Just spend $20 five times and earn a $20 reward. Sign up for free at AutoZone.com/rewards or in store. Let's get you what you need. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Oh,
I'm ready. Ready as anybody can be. I'm Beth. I'm a service rep for Cintas, and I help businesses get ready. Ready for the unpredictable workday, bad weather, a sudden fire, or a rush of customers. Cintas is your source for fresh mats, crisp uniforms, cleaning programs, safety solutions, and fire protection. Will you be ready today? Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday. I'm ready for you. Hope
you're ready for me. America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks. Only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
It's a big Raider Girls postseason showdown this Friday night on the South Gym. Join Alex Kuhn and Eric Peterson this Friday night at 6:50 with the pregame as number 14 Maquoketa Valley meets number 1 Iowa City Regina. The Regals will put their unbeaten season on the line against a Wildcat team that comes from the tough Tri-Rivers Conference and is playing their best basketball of the season. That's Girls Class 2A Regional Semifinal Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 14 Maquoketa Valley at number 1 Iowa City Regina. Friday night at 6:50 on 106.3 FM KGYM. It's a huge Class 2A Girls Tournament Showdown this Friday night on KGYM. This is Scott Unanch. Join Steve Dozer and me Friday at 6:50 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM for a Class 2A Regional Semifinal as number 5 North Lynn hosts Grundy Center. The Tri-Rivers Conference champion Lynx have only one loss of the year, and they welcome a Spartan team at 19-2 and champions of the NICL West. That's Girls 2A Regional Semifinal Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Grundy Center at number 5 North Lynn. Friday night at 6:50 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.